Okay, let's jump in. This is the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin Beis Zayin. For pedagogical reasons, told you that a lot of this was in the ellipses, and we're now going to go through, echad echad, the Sheva Midos Hadayanim. So, Bezdin Shel Shosha. Meaning the things we're going to get to later this week, the Milos Yeseros affiliated with the Sanhedrin Agedola and the Sanhedrios Ketanos. So let's just say, Tzarech is a big word. Because what does it mean? Right. So, until proven otherwise, and you guys, since you're prepared, you know what I'm alluding to. Until proven otherwise, I'm going to say that the Rambam thinks that these are actually necessary. You understand where I'm coming from. Okay? So, Tzarech Shia B'chol Echad Mehem Shiva Dvar Velu Hein Chachma Yira Anavas and Asmamon Avos Emes Avos Abrios Lehen Balei Shem Tov B'chol Elu Hadvarim Mifurashin Hein Batora. So for all of the sort of hand-wringing that we went through last week in the Lecha Mishnah, trying to figure it out, is the Rishalmi, is it the Tosefta? I don't think the Rambam was pulling any punches. What does he say? They're mefurash in the Torah. So I think our Mahalich is justified, because that's exactly what the Rambam says. Sahrei Omer, Anashim Chacham Munuvonim. So the Rambam apparently used some kind of a shorthand, we're going to get to the Lecha Mishnah at the end of Shir today, for two virtues, Chachamim Unevonim. So that's what we mean by Chachma. Now just very briefly to review, what do we see was the difference, Eitan, between Chachma and Tevuna?
Knowing knowledge and being able to apply.
Right, very good. So Tevuna is more associated with creativity. Right, if I were to tell you, some series of facts, halachic facts, you'd be able to put them together and to be able to understand new things, mevin davar, mitoch davar. Part of that is a natural aptitude, but part of that is also a skill that you develop, over time. You do something enough, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos, a quarterback who's played 10 years in the NFL and the defense lines up a particular way, right, he's able to more quickly understand than a rookie what's about to happen, right? Whether, this is a zone, whether it's a man, v'chulei. Okay, so part of that is, experience. So the Rambam calls this chachma, more on this later, chachamim unevonim. Harei bali chachma amor. Good. V'yiduim l'shivteichem. We spoke already about the Ramban and the Netziv. Ahuvin l'brios. Masa'an v'diburan. Right, so you do the Shivteichem, right, which appears in Parshas Devarim, which the Rambam, again, which one of the seven virtues on the list did the Rambam align that with? Avos Abrios Lahen. So he says there are component parts. So Balei Ayin Tova, people who are generous, either literally generous or generosity of spirit. Nefesh Shefala, or generally speaking, not pretentious people. Chevras Antova, they're nice to be around. Umasan v'diburan v'nachas imabrios, they deal pleasantly with people, they deal honestly with people, right? We all know what it means to deal with a difficult person, right? It's hard to break it down exactly, but this is the opposite of that. Okay? Ulahalan hu omer. Oh! I love that expression. Okay, let's pause there for a second. Before we get to all the component parts, which I really want to understand and drill down into, why am I smiling with a big smile on my face? Last week we said, there's only one virtue in the Rambam that hasn't been explained And there's only one phrase in the psukim that hasn't been connected. What was the one virtue that the Rambam listed amongst the seven that was unmoored? We couldn't obviously associate it with something else. And what's the... Bali Shem Tov. Oh, and it turns out that our hypothesis was correct, that it has to be Anshei Chayil. You can figure things out in one of two ways. You could just read the Rambam, that's the simplest way to do it. Or, right, I gave you guys a little bit of a challenge, you could do it by process of elimination. But the math checks out. Okay, so Anshei Chayil says, Giborim b'mitzvos. I love that expression. A gibor in mitzvos. Indefatigable mitzvah performance. Medaktikin alatzman. They don't cut corners. They, you know, demand much of themselves. The high bar. V'kovshin es yitzra. Even when they feel tired and, you know, when it's easy to want to take a shortcut. They're mizgaber. Ad shelo yelahen shum genai v'lo shemra. Right, to the point where everybody looks at them and says, yeah, you know, this is a person that always, you can trust them, they're reliable. If they say they're going to be there, you know, from 8 to 10, they're going to be there from 8 to 10, you know, that kind of thing. Via pirkan no'e, uvichlal anshe chayil, Ari, this is, very sorry, cut you off. Shiyed lahen.
Mincha is upstairs, mincha for refreshment, the sophomore is upstairs.
So anybody who says you can't have your cake and eat it too, Gavi, will tell them, au contraire. Because here, not only do we get Anshei Chayil to match up with Balei Shem Tov, but we got the Ramban's Anshei Chayil, Lahatzil, right, Es HaOshok Miad Oshko, which fits in beautifully with what we want to say with Moshe Rabbeinu as the paradigmatic, not only Nasi, you know how much I love that expression, Tachas Moshe Rabbeinu, but as the paradigmatic Dayan, that every Dayan has to have this quality to them, Lahatzil Es HaOshok Miad Goes Low Vayako Moshe Vayoshia. Now here it's in the same general section of the Torah, but it's a little bit later than where the Ramban put it. The Ramban put it, of course, with the Ish Mitzri and the Ish Ivri, but where does the Ramban put it? Vayakom Moshe Vayoshian, same general area, but of course this is a reference to the Benos Midian, right? That Vayakom Moshe Vayoshian, Vayashkes Tzoram, that the Sforno says, interestingly, that was the greatest of the three in the sense that he had no skin in the game. He didn't even know these people. But injustice is injustice, right? So he felt that he had to intervene. Okay. So now it can't get any better than this. So how does he say that I need, you know, that anivus is a requirement? The only source is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's persona is inextricably linked from the qualities of a dayan. But it's even better than that. Because if you pause here for a second, it says, V'chol elu advarim mefurashen heim batorah. So if you'd asked me what that meant without knowing this last line of the Rambam, I would have told you, oh, that if you take the aggregate of the Psukim and Shmos, and then I would have said, plus the Pasuk in Devarim, Chachamim Unavonim Yidurim, that's how you get to seven. But the Rambam said Chachamim Unavonim is one, so now you're left with six. I'd be like, what do you mean that they're all Mefurash Bikra then, right? But he says, no, it's all... So when he said Kulam Mefurash and Heim Batorah, he didn't say he was limiting himself to those two Psukim. He's operating with a certain axiom. What's the assumption that he's making? Okay, Psukim that describe the Midos Hadayanim, of course those are relevant. But what's the axiom? Oh, that you have to just assume. That's what's so great about it. The Rambam doesn't even like feel the need to justify that. That's the Aleph Beis. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm. So if it says, Aish Moshe, Anav Mod, Mikol Adam, Asheral Pnei Adama, so then of course that factors into Dayanus. That's amazing. It doesn't get any better than that. Okay. Now he's back into the Psukim. Yirei Elokim. So that, of course, aligns with what the Rambam says. Right? Chachma anava yira. So that's on the list. So as the immortal Dennis Green once said, it is what we thought it was. Or they are who we thought they were. It's exactly what we said, right? Lashita Sarambam. Right? That sinas mamon means just that. It's not bribery. It's not, you know, people who are litigious about money. The Rambam says it straight. Lo rodfin lekabit samamon. It's not the davar hameniya. It's not the motivating force in their lives. It's just not what interests them. I told you guys last week, right? The story of Rabbi Willig at the Kollel. Yes, yeah, same bank account. Sometimes it goes up. Sometimes it goes down. It's all good. It's just not that important. What's important? Torah is important. Chesed's important. Saving people from injustice is important. Chidushe Torah are important. Stock market had a bad day? All right. Care more if somebody else lost money. You know, they'd be... Lo rodfin lekabei tzamamon. That's the point. Shekol mishu nivhal lahon. People who are nivhal. Nivhal means... Like you have this, I was talking about it on Shabbos, in Perkei Avos, in the fifth perek, which talks about the midos of a chacham and the midos of a golem. So he says, eno nivhal lahashiv. Nivhal means to be discombobulated. Nivhal lahon means a person is falling over themselves. So chaser yivoenu, it's going to lead to very bad decisions. You ask yourself sometimes, how did somebody get involved in a scheme like that? Like, why would a person ever do that? Right? None of it makes sense. You know, and the answer is, they were trying to cut a corner. They were trying to get rich. So people do crazy things that, you know, they think, you know, or they're not thinking, or they hope, they, whatever, you know, the get rich quick, you know, snake oil stuff. You know, if your goal in life is to, you know, hit it big, so you feel you have to take, you know, crazy risks. That's what the Rambam says. Shekol misho niv alahon, chaser yivoenu. And finally, anshe emes. So I have to say, this is one of my favorite expressions in all of the Yad HaChazaka. Sheyu rotvin achar tzedek machmas atzman bida'atan. That there's something about the way that they are that makes them like a heat-seeking missile for truth. They're just offended by dishonesty. Sheyu rotvin achar tzedek, not again because they think it's going to help them make friends and influence people. They could become social justice warriors. No. Machmas atzman bida'atan. Ohavin es ha'emes. I love that. Anshe emes is ohavin es ha'emes. They just love truth. I mean, if you don't think that this is the Rambam's persona breaking through, then you don't know the Rambam. This is exactly what he was. Right? V'sonin es ha'chamas v'baruchin mikol minei ha'avel. But it starts with a certain orientation in your mind that things that don't make sense don't make sense, and you're repulsed by, you know, dishonesty. And this is one of the essential midos of the Dayan. Okay, good. So the Rambam was able to take the psukim plus one massive assumption, which we love, that Moshe Rabbeinu is the mold into which all subsequent Dayanus fits, and he came up with this list of seven. And as Yossi appreciated before, the Rambam doesn't seem to think that these are negotiable. This is the baseline. I acknowledge it's a pretty high baseline. Like, it's a really high baseline. But sarich shiya b'chol echad mehen shiva dvarim. So it turns out, if you take a look at the Dvarim Rabbah, this is obviously the Pesukim which deal with Anashim, Chacham, and Uvonim, and Yidum, and Shivtechem. So Amar Brachia B'Shem Reb Chanina. Okay. That may be the source for the Rambam, right? Tzrichim. But go ahead, Ari. So they are. Which comes out to Anche Chayel, Yirei Elokim, Anche Emes, Sone Vatza, Hare Sheva. V'lamalo nichtavu Sheva ka'achas. So there's no arguing. The Medrash Rabbah seems to say it's l'chatchila, but b'di'aved will negotiate, you know, etc. So the Radvaz comments, and again, I can see why somebody would think that this is the makor for the Rambam. Tzrichin hadayan in the language of Tzarech Sheikh B'cholach. Okay, so the Radvaz writes, Kol zem b'vor b'shalmi n'ksuvim. Meaning the lesser of all evils. What does this remind you of? Which makor from earlier in the year does this remind you of so much? The Tshuva Sarashba, right? Right? He gets this question, you know, we don't exactly have the Chazanish out here. What do you want us to do? And the Rashba says, well, sounds pretty bad, but, you know, do your best, find the best people, at least honest people, you know. Okay, so that's all well and good. And the Radvaz says, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe in aggregate, you know, you have three Dayanim and you have seven Midos, so each of them can have like, you know, two and a third, you'll be okay. Okay, and if, you know, you just try to get as many as you can. Because Mayasu Yisrael, what are you going to do? So I accept that it's a serious question. But does that seem like the sheet of the Rambam? No. You know why? What's that? Because he says tzarech, that you need it. And so that's number one. Good. And number two, if you want to tell me that it's all, you know, just a lechatchila, so you know who should have said that? Yeah, the Rambam. You can't just say, oh, well, the Rambam means that if you can find it. No! That's what we call an ikar chaser min ha-sefer. That's a huge stipulation. If I say these seven virtues are non-negotiable, to qualify to be part of the Bate din and kavuin be Yisrael, I mean that they're non-negotiable. If the Rambam then said, but if you can't find them, so do your best, okay, I would accept that that's a legitimate approach. I'm not questioning the validity of such an approach. I'm not saying that that's, you know, inherently wrong. What I'm saying is that there's simply no reasonable way that that's pshat in the Rambam. You always have to come back to the text of the Rambam. And the Radvaz's theory doesn't account for tzarech, which means tzarech. It doesn't mean it would be nice. It doesn't account for the fact that there's an ikar chaser min ha-sefer. So now we're going to have to answer his question. It's a serious question. Like, what would you do? And I'm going to make a suggestion, obviously. But the Radvaz wasn't alone, right? So the Lecha Mishnah, Bezdin Shel Shlosha. Right, so another very famous tradition. Yisrael wanted more. Moshe couldn't find, these things. It's Dvarim Rabba. So the Lacha Mishnah is Mitzayin, La Briut. Okay, so he's obviously claiming the Lecha Mishnah Bnei Mitzayin, this medrash, you see where this is going from 10 miles away, that he thinks this is the makor for the Rambam. Which then is going to lead him to which conclusion? Well, if the medrash is the makor for the Rambam, and obviously there's a lot tzarich, and there's a pretty strong alignment, then what natural conclusion is he going to reach? If the Medrash is the source of the Rambam, so Mamela, what does the Medrash say? Right, exactly. So it's negotiable. And therefore, small wonder, says the Lecha Mishnah two lines later, Mashama Rabbeinu, Okay. So he says, he thinks it's an absolute davar pasha that all of this is just, al tzad hayoter tov, but it can't be li'ikuva. And I say, really? It's pasha to you? Pasha to you because you assume that the Dvarim Rabba is the source of the Rambam. But the Rambam didn't say that. He said Tzarech. I mean, I'm not surprised, right? If you start with the idea that the Dvarim Rabba is the source, of course you're going to draw this conclusion. But there's another problem. If you're reading it really carefully, you would see that this theory... It's not just that, the Rambam said Tzarech. And it's not only that the Ikar Chasar Min HaSefer, because he should tell us this. It's really important information to say, if you can't find it all, do the best that you can. But what's another problem that we keep on harping on with the Dvarim Rabba being the source? The Dvarim Rabba enumerated the seven. Excellent. Univonim is separate. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam could have weighed this as a source, but it's not the total source. The Rambam approached this with an axiom called Moshe Rabbeinu as the Av HaDayanim, not just the Adon HaNeviim. So Lefini is Daiti, and B'mechilas Kivei Teirasam, I can't see it the way the Radvaz and the Lecha Mishnah are claiming. I think Rambam meant what he said, and he said what he meant. That this is really a tzarech. You know why? It's because everything we talked about last week. The idea is a very straightforward one. For the Rambam to be part of a Beis Din Shel Shosha is to be part of the Marechet that we call the Batei Dinin Kivuin B'Yisrael Zolamala Mizel. It's a big deal. Okay, so you happen to live in a smaller town. Not everybody can live in Scenic, New Jersey. So you're not going to have the population requirements. Riverdale, New York. But it's really no less. It's one of the Batei Dinim Kivuin. So I, as Eitan Barinholtz reminded us, the Tshuvas HaRashba, right, that's a serious question. What are you going to do about that? Well, somebody tell me, what would the Rambam say? I have no doubt that this is what the Rambam would say. That this, if you want to have a standing Beis Din of Shalosh, that these are the requirements. But what mechanism do we always have? Kiblu alayu, exactly like in the Tshuvas HaRashba. So sometimes you need to resort to this. If you have a town that doesn't meet the population requirements for Beis Din Shel Chav Gimel, and you don't have the juice. Three guys with these seven qualities. So you know what you'll have? You'll have a Kiblu Alayu. And you'll live with it. But you know what a Kiblu Alayu is not by its very definition? It's not one of the Bate Dinim Kivuin B'Yisrael. That's a Madrega. A Kiblu Alayu means that this is, they've come to this arrangement ad hoc. That's exactly what the Rambam says in Perek Zayin. Mishakibel of, go ahead, Ari. Right, even if this is to the person's detriment from a purely transactional standpoint. The Rambam has a solution to the problem of not being able to find an exemplary Beis Din, a Beis Din which is right to be a Beis Din Kavua B'Yisrael. Eitan, it's exactly what you said. That's called Kiblu Alayhu. The halacha recognizes that there are going to be situations where we can't have what we need. And we still have a modus vivendi, we still have a way of moving forward, but that doesn't turn whatever the Kiblu Alayhu scenario is, whether it's Echad, whether it's a Shalosh, into a Beis Din Kavua B'Yisrael. It's not. You know, it's like what happens if somebody, you know, if the chairman of the Department of Sanitation quits, what happens? They get an acting director. It's different. If somebody has to step into the role, fine. That's a very important distinction. You know, and like the Rashba said, the better that you can get, the better. Yossi.
So for the Kiblu Alayhu, does the Rambam say we go down this list of they should have four attributes and then three attributes? Or one?
No, he doesn't ever address that. I mean, I think that is mistaber. That if you're going to, Kiblu Alayhu works even with somebody who's an outright apostle. That's the strength of the mechanism. If you would ask me, you know, like, what should we do? I would say, look at the Rashba, at the best people you can. Right? The truth is that Kiblu Alayhu works with anybody. Right, even an outright puzzle. But why start out with the zero if you could start out, if the threshold is 65, right? 65 is passing, and you can't pass. So you do a Kiblu Alayhu. Better to have a 50 than to have a 2, you know? So, right, get the best person you can. It's like just giving a mashal, you know, that life, you know, when driving a school bus, you want to have somebody who's trained to drive a school bus, right? It's a really important job. No joke, you know, kids' lives are in hands. So let's say you don't have a trained school bus driver, you know, some emergent situation, but let's say, you know, you have to, whatever it is. So at that point, you don't say, well, we don't have a trained school bus driver, so we're going to have one of the kids drive the bus. Because what difference does it make? You know, we don't have somebody licensed to this, all bets are off. No, you'd find somebody at least who knows how to drive, right? That would be better than having a first grader drive the bus. So I think that's very reasonable. I think, you know, the same thing would apply. Okay. Now, the Lech HaMishnah is in a pretzel because he felt like the Dvarim Rabba was a source. So now, of course, he's going to be very bothered by the issue of, Sariel, as you pointed out, Chachamim Unevonim, right? If the Dvarim Rabba is a source, why did the Rambam drop Nevonim, integrate that into Chachamim, and come up with, you know, his own dance? So we love it, because we don't think the Dvarim Rabba is really the source. We think the Rambam said what the source is. Kulan Mefurash and Hein BaTorah. He took the Psukim, put them together, and operated with a certain assumption, namely that Moshe Rabbeinu is the archetype here of all Dayanos. So the Lech HaMishnah has tzaris. Because if you assume the Dvarim Rabba, so again, you assume... It's just so important to be able to identify these things in learning. If you assume that Dvarim Rabba is a source of the Rambam, it leads you to a number of problems. Number one, that it's all not Li'ikuva, which isn't supported by the Rambam's language. Number two is, what in the world did happen with Nivonim? Okay, so Ari, go ahead. So Yesh L'tmoa, it's he's perplexed. I would be too. Right? He has exactly this problem. Okay, so he's going to end up having to do some very fancy footwork to explain this. He says, oh, maybe the Rambam threw in something else into the Chilund. Venera Sherabenu Pasa Kosa de Garcine Birishalmi. Esin Sadi Zayin. Kibazdin Shalchav Gimel. They should be brave. V'savlan, patient. Shenemar v'yitzavim b'nei Yisrael. V'shiyah yarei shamayim. Shenemar yirei Elokim. Adkan. So he ends up quoting from the Smag. Now I have to tell you, this is really like putting the cart before the horse. The Smag was always influenced by the Rambam, right, by definition. So he's looking to the Smag for the Yerushalmi, but it's clear from reading the Smag that he was deeply influenced by the Rambam's presentation. The Al Korachan Sarich Lomar. So therefore, the Lacha Mishnah says, so it just had to have been the case. Kedivrei Yerushalmi. So again, the Lecha Mishnah says, oh, you know, we could just, if the Dvarim Rabba doesn't exactly work and the Sifrei doesn't exactly work, we'll throw the Yerushalmi into the mix and we'll say, okay, so the Rambam also mixed and matched a little bit. I think that the Rambam said exactly what he meant. Kulan Mufurash and Hein Batorah. He wasn't trying to be original at all. But he still operated with an assumption, namely that Moshe Rabbeinu is the paradigm. You can't have a Dayan who doesn't fit into the most basic virtue of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the Anav. So now we get like meta tzaris, which is that if you assume that it's, again, not like the Rambam said, all based on the Chumash, but based on the Yerushalmi as opposed to the Dvarim Rabba, as well as the Sifrei, now you have to answer, so why is the Rambam passing like Yerushalmi? Again, if you make these assumptions and you have these questions. In this area, that Chachamim Nevonim is one. Perak Elu HaNechnak. In Amru B'Sholchan B'Chol Mekomos, Kol Mishu Chacham Shol Berach, that's a Rios Nochemenu. Right, it just lists Chacham. B'Chem B'Tor Setus on Hedra Perak Shvi, Amru B'od Kin Kol Mishu Chacham V'Anav V'Shval V'Yorei Chedu Perak Onav V'Rach HaRos Nochet Lav. Oh, okay. So, Lecha Mishnah is left, I think, like I said, it's really scrambling to try to figure things out. So, Michael, let me just give you the last word in 1 second. I just wanted to say one thing regarding what I think the Rambam was up to. And it's possible that there was some influence of the Yerushalmi on this, but I don't really see that. So I think that the Rambam felt that it was a davar pashut. And here I acknowledge that I'm speculating, but I'm convinced of this, Misvara. That it would be insufficient for Chachma as far as to be on a Bez Din Kavua is concerned, to be limited to Chachma. That we would be satisfied with that? How does that add up exactly? You tell me that the standard for Chachma to be on a Bez Din Kavua, which our whole thesis is that the Bez Din Shel Shlosha for the Rambam is a real Bez Din. It's a Bez Din Kavua B'Yisrael. It's not a Kiblu Alayhu. It's not a single A affiliate. It's not going to be a Sanhedrin Katana with the capacity to be done Dinei Nefashos because you don't meet population requirements or other technical requirements. But these people are serious, serious people. How in the world would it make sense to say that in terms of Torah knowledge, they know what they know, but they're incapable of application? How is that even a consideration? Sorry, Elf, I were to tell you, I'm going to send you to a doctor, and the extent of his medical knowledge are the things that he's heard, but he's incapable of applying them to any new situation. That would be like a very uninspiring situation. That this person is incapable of thought based on what he's learned. That's the standard of Chachma that we're looking for. I don't think it's Mistaber. Even at the level of a Bez Din Shel Shlosha, which for the Rambam is a real madriga, that it should be that a person only has the information that somebody handed to them. That's not, I mean, look, in life, it's obviously better to have that than to have nothing. But I think it should be assumed that the Torah standard of what a Dayan should be is somebody who has done some degree of reflection. We'll see tomorrow that to be on a Bez Din Shel Chaf Gimel is a different madriga entirely, but some degree of reflection on the Torah that they've learned, right? And again, I can't emphasize this enough, Mike. I haven't forgotten about you, but when we talked about why it was so important to me to do this time of year, I said, because if you read the Gemara in Peiches, it's very clear that these aren't just midos adayanim, it's, midos that we're all supposed to strive for, ezo ben olam haba. So I was thinking about this a lot. The Gemara in Shabbos in Lamed Aleph says there are certain questions that were asked. B'shasha, nichnasin ledin, omen lo adam, nasatam natata bemuna, right? Are you an honest person? You don't have to look too far, right? Kavati tim l'Torah. Which obviously relate to other facets of life. And then the last two are Pilpalta Bechachma and Hevanta Davar, Mitoch Davar, that there's an expectation of every person to try to, again, some people are sharper than others, we accept that. you know, not everybody's going to have the chidushim of the Rav. We understand that he's a yachid mimino. But to try to think with some degree of creativity about the things that you learn, how could it possibly be that a dayan was somebody who only had received wisdom and hadn't yet matured intellectually to the stage, chanenu meidcha deya bina v'haskel, that they're not at that madrega? I don't think it stands to reason. So the Rambam interpreted chachamu nivonim as a single virtue. Maybe there was some influence of the Yerushalmi, but again, when we read the Yerushalmi together, we were very skeptical that that could be the source for the Rambam, because Yerushalmi has 20 other things. Chelak tov, Yetzer tov. I think the Rambam really put it out there. V'chol elu hadvarim v'furash enheim b'Torah. And he's telling you how he understood the Pesukim. The only thing it requires, and I think it's a lot simpler than saying it was the Dvarim Rabbah, or the Sifrei, or the Yerushalmi, or the Tosefta, or some special aggregate of all of them. I think it's very clear that the Rambam made an assumption that Moshe Rabbeinu is a mold. And if you had to choose the one dominant feature of Moshe Rabbeinu's personality to add to the list of the Sheva Midos HaDayanim, you know what it would be? His signature feature, Va'ish Moshe, Anav Ma'od, Mikol Ha'adam, Asher Al Pnei Adama. I'm very comfortable with that. Even the Lecha Mishnah, when he's done with his whole algorithm, he says, okay, and so the Rambam added and he detracted. Because he knows it doesn't exactly line up. So again, l'sikum, and then I want to give Mike the last word. Tzarech min tzarech. If you don't have this, you don't have a best until shosho, which is the best in kavod b'shal. I, tshuva sarash, what are you going to do? Do kibbul alayu. Try to find the best people you can. There is a solution for a scenario where you don't have the kind of people that we wish that we had everywhere. The Rambam believed very strongly that Moshe was a paradigm, hence in terms of Anivos, hence in terms of Ayakum, Moshe Vayoshian. And if you ask me why, you know, Chachamim Univonim became a single Midah, is that I think that, you know, there's an expectation of a certain standard. It's not just somebody who's spitting back only received information. To be a Dayan Shebi Yisrael means something about your capacity to function. And I think it would be a Chilul Hashem if it wasn't that way. And nobody would practice as, I don't know, like, you know, a football coach if they only knew the things that they had already seen. Should be able to think a little bit, like apply things. I think it's very clear that, you know, to be on the Beis Din Kavua, the Beis Din Shel Shosha, there should be a standard in terms of what Chachma means. Okay.